We now come to the last word, and I'm delighted to say that Neil Haverson is about to explain Fuggles to us.
I've decided I can be indecisive. When Mrs. H asks me if I want tea or coffee, I reply, whichever you're making. I think I'm making it easier for her, but it winds her up. Just say, you can have what you like. I think the problem is we have too much choice. You can have any colour as long as it's black, is the famous quote from Henry Ford. What would he have made of today's choices? He certainly made life simpler than debating over whether to have your new car sprayed in dark caramel or metallic silver lake. Remember the days when you went to either the electricity board or the gas board for your utilities? Now you can spend many a happy hour trawling comparison websites for the cheapest supplier. Granted, competition helps keep the price down. But in the past, I have stayed with the same one rather than go through the hassle of switching, just to save a few pounds. And it all comes into the house with the same pipes and cables. How does that work? During lockdown, we have shopped mainly online, and this has highlighted the range of options for the same product. We huddled over the computer for far too long, trying to make up our minds which product to get. Take loo rolls. Once it was limited to the less than gentle Izal or Bronco. Today you can get it soft, ultra soft, quilted, softly fragranced, with aloe vera. There's one that boasts skin kind clean ripple. Quite how that enhances the procedure, I can't imagine. In a similar vein, we agonised over kitchen towels. Should we get the extra strong at £1.50 per 100 sheets? Or the not so tough but extra length at £1 per 100 sheets? Oh, and look at those three ply. £2.50 per 100 sheets. Are they better value in the long run? And so it went on. More than 50 choices of butter and other spreadables. And eggs? I didn't know chickens were so versatile they could lay more than 20 varieties of egg. Of course, it's mostly the same if you shop in the store, but it's not so apparent. We know which bread we like and we know where it is, so we go straight to it. When I typed bread into the search online, it threw up no less than 208 options. I should say that when you have an online account, they hive off your regular purchase into a favourite section so it's easier to find them. But this throws up a bit of a rub between Mrs. H and me. I whinge when we get into the store at how long she takes checking out products not on the list and homing in on special offers. Instead of leaning patiently on the trolley, I have to sit there while she checks out the favourites in case there is something she has missed. I suppose I could leave her to it as she does when I scroll through a certain product. Beer. Now this has to be scrutinised. After all, do I want an ale that is a rich and malty brew, that has masses of fruitcake characters, a malty richness and superb hop balance? Or perhaps the one brewed in the traditional way with the finest East Anglian malted barley and choicest English Fuggles and Challenger hops? Fuggles? What are they? Sorry, dear, can't search for broccoli. I need to Google Fuggles. She is less than impressed. With the childlike enthusiasm, I inform her, the Fuggle is a classic English hop, grown and produced in Kent and the West Midlands, named after Mr. Richard Fuggle, the chap who first propagated it back in 1875. Knowledge like that is vital. I mean, who cares whether or not the eggs were laid by a British blacktail?
Thank you, Neil. That was very interesting, but I expect our listeners will want to know what Fuggles tasted like. Perhaps we'll find out in a future last word.